Access to the Hawea Conservation Park could be cut off completely due to a stoush between the government and the American TV personality Matt Lauer. He's the anchor of, he was the anchor of NBC's Today Show, purchased a lease to Hunter Valley Station on the shores of Lake Hawea for $13 million last year. It followed a trip here in 2016. He raved about it to the Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon.
You just got back from New Zealand.
I was there last week.
For fun?
I went for fun. I went with a buddy of mine. We went fishing. Uh-huh. We went kind of off the... Have you ever been to New Zealand? It is the most sensational country on the planet, in my opinion. It's beautiful. Yeah. So I went fishing with a friend, and we stayed in a hut. No electricity, no running water, no facilities, if you will.
His purchase of the lease on the sheep station, which sits on government-owned land, was bitterly opposed at the time by the Federated Mountain Club's president, Peter Wilson.
What we've effectively got is we have a large landlocked area of conservation estate that the public can't get access to, and this was the only opportunity to provide for that access. This is the largest lakefront property in New Zealand. We can't afford for this to be shut off to the public.
So that's Peter Wilson. You might remember that the host, Matt Lauer, was accused of sexual misconduct. He was then dumped by NBC over those sexual misconduct allegations. He did, though, manage to survive a good character test by the Overseas Investment Office. Now, the Walking Access Commission wants to negotiate use of an unsealed road for trampers and hunters, but has reportedly been told by Matt Lauer's lawyer that it will need to pay him millions of dollars in compensation. Well, let's talk about this now with a public access advocate and Central Otago resident, Bruce Mason. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
What are your thoughts on paying this guy, who must be worth a few bob, millions of dollars of public money to get access through the property?
Well, I'd say no way that this should happen. And in effect, he's holding the country to ransom over this issue. This has been going on for decades, this problem. And since he took ownership of the Hunter Valley Station, there's been ongoing negotiations with between the Walking Access Commission and others with him, or his representative, to try and get a access easement along this vehicle track up the valley, but it's come to naught, and I think they're not going to get anywhere unless they sort of dumb down the proposal to suit all his demands, which will mean this access will not be suitable for the public.
Well, let's get to the nub of exactly what it is you want, because he has to, as part of this lease, supply access in a number of areas already, and he's done that as far as I understand. But what is the new access you want exactly?
Well, it's from the vicinity of the homestead up round the western shore of Lake Hawea and into the Hunter Valley. And it's a very long way to go. It's too far to walk, really, if you're going for an extended trip. And there's an existing road being formed, and in part, it's already public road, and in large measure, it is not. And I think the solution to make a quick fix for this, which would be a permanent fix, is for the government to give up on trying to negotiate with this character, and the government use its powers as the landlord to resume the length of this road, could be a 20-metre strip, back into direct Crown ownership, and then immediately gazette it as a public road.
Yeah.
That would be an immediate solution there. The public would have right of use, so would he.
The problem is, though, Bruce, this has been considered, and I've got the decision here with me, the Land Information New Zealand decision, the OIO decision from February 2017, and in terms of access, there are several pages, clauses of access that he has to do. So my point being that they knew about this issue, they considered it the issue at length, and wouldn't that have been the time, when you're actually doing the deal and making the transaction, to put that in? I mean, isn't it a little bit late now to say, well, we sold it to you on these grounds, but now we want to change it? I mean, we might not like it, but under those circumstances, you would then have to in some way compensate, or he could actually just agree to it. But you can't just run over a contract, can you?
No. This contract is called a pastoral lease, and it's a statutory lease. It's subject to the Land Act 1948, and since then, or at least since 48, there's been a power at any time for the lessor, in this case the Crown, to step in and resume parts of these leases for public purposes, including roads. Then the issue of compensation would be dealt with, and if there couldn't be agreement between the parties, it would be sorted out by the Land Valuation Tribunal. So this mechanism could be applied at any time during the history of the lease.
Right. So you're saying that the government could just step in and force the access to happen?
I think it's the only way there's going to be progress. Voluntary negotiations have got nowhere, and the result is if they could get an easement, but there could be a very insecure one. The public could be shut out at any time, and there'd be no certainty, whereas what I'm suggesting would provide a permanent solution. And the moment it was gazetted as a public road, the public would have rights. Then they can talk about compensation.
Thanks for your time this morning. Do appreciate it. Bruce Mason there. He's a long-time public access advocate and Central Otago resident.